You're listening to the Talking Rheumatology Research Podcast, brought to you by the British Society for Rheumatology.
Hi, I'm Aaron Bukhari. I'm the Editor-in-Chief of Rheumatology, and welcome to another podcast. And today we're talking about an interesting topic. And just to introduce himself and to tell us what's happening, Jason, over to you. Tell us a bit more about you.
Sure. My name is Jason Leibowitz. I'm an assistant professor of medicine at Columbia University in our division of rheumatology. And I was kindly invited by the journal to write on the topic of the metaverse and its potential applications, current and future, in rheumatology. And I really became interested in this topic because the metaverse is a term that's been thrown around a great deal in current events and in the world at large. Facebook changed its name to Meta, clearly indicating this is an important topic. But honestly, I didn't know too much about the metaverse, and I figured many other rheumatologists may be wondering, what does the term mean? How does it apply to medicine broadly? And how will it affect the future of rheumatology?
So how did you go around just to find out how it worked? Was it more internet-based searching, or was it more that you were looking through Medline and what's been written before?
Yeah, it was probably mostly by reading many articles, many of which were not just in the medical literature, since it's a topic that touches on many other areas of society. So current event articles or articles about the metaverse as it's being applied to gaming or business or industry. And what I learned in that reading is the term metaverse is probably being used in many different ways by different authors. But the best definition I could find of it was really that this is a form of cyberspace that encompasses both virtual reality, meaning virtual world exists even when the participants are not interacting in those worlds, as well as augmented reality, which combines the physical and the digital worlds.
So do you think rheumatologists will be playing a rheumatology version of Pokemon Go, for example? That's an augmented reality game.
Yes, that could be, or Fortnite. And it's funny because even though I'm relatively young in my career, I'm a bit of a Luddite when it comes to personal technologies. I'm not on Instagram or Twitter in any meaningful way, and I don't interact in a metaverse or the metaverse in my own time. And many doctors and rheumatologists might feel similarly. What do I need to know about the metaverse? It's not something I use or that people I know and work with use. But it's clearly an area that is growing in importance to many people in society and seems to be a part of more and more industries and fields of study. It's incumbent upon us all to learn about it and to actually see the marvelous ways in which it may impact the future of medicine and rheumatology.
Let's have a think. I know that now, you know, Twitter is now called X. So, you know, you've now got the Meta X-verse, if you like. And we've still got threads to come and see whether we're going to be using other forms of cyber communication. So how do you think it's going to apply to a rheumatology audience?
There are certainly, I had read about, there are terms like life logging, which is, you know, sort of updating the world on what you're doing via Instagram posts and Twitter, or mirror worlds, which kind of reflect, you know, what we do in the real world. But I think the most exciting things that rheumatology will see related to the metaverse can be broken down into very technical and technological advancements, which may occur related to it, which we can talk about, improvements in how we can treat certain conditions, some of which right now we don't have very effective treatments for, or at least worry about potential side effects of treatments, and then ways in which we can enhance patient education and also education of rheumatologists, both trainees and practicing clinicians. So that first area, which I talk about in the article, there was actually a great paper that was published in Nature Machine Intelligence. Tells the sign of the times that this journal with that title exists. But this was really talking about development of metaverse for intelligent healthcare. And they actually cover, I just touched on this briefly in the article, a range of ways in which the metaverse may be able to enhance our technical abilities in rheumatology. So one of the things that they talked about was something called radiomics. So radiomics has to do with a compilation of a great deal of radiographic information that over time allows us to maybe even train machines through machine learning to diagnose and detect certain radiographic findings. And getting this data, these reams of radiographic data, has actually been a challenge, partly because of logistics. When you have CT and MRI images, these are not easily shared across countries and across the world. And radiomics actually would involve, to a certain extent, avatars or virtual representations of patients with certain rheumatologic diseases, whether it's imaging as applied to rheumatoid arthritis or vasculitis, and allow us to teach machines through machine learning how we can identify these findings in very precise ways and with great validity, and also help us select which might be the best imaging modalities for our patients in the future. And I think this is a very exciting development, which might guide us in terms of refining our imaging techniques, knowing which imaging techniques should be applied to patients in the future, and maybe even providing better diagnosis and prognosis for patients.
So there's several elements there that you might have touched upon. So first is the making our ability to use imaging a bit better and a bit cleverer and using AI to do it. The second is our ability to have larger MDTs or more than one person looking at these images from different parts of the world. So do you think that we'll have virtual, you know, expert roundtable groups with solving diagnostic challenges using this sort of technology?
I think absolutely. I think the way in which these virtual avatars of patients can be used to enhance our ability to understand appropriate imaging, to discuss these findings, and to sort of democratize it and make it more globally accessible, I can envision a world in which it will be much easier to have these groups of experts or clinicians with expertise congregate, you know, virtually and be able to discuss important, interesting cases, to share information, and to really enhance our understanding of how to apply these technologies on a global scale.
And do you see the patient themselves being in that immersive environment? So let's say that we have a virtual consultation and, you know, I'm here in the UK, you're in the United States, we have somebody from Japan, somebody from Australia. Do you think the patient would like to be in the middle of that environment as well, if we have the ability to do it?
Yeah, I think it would be potentially very exciting and educational and elucidating for the patient to be involved in that discussion. I think as we deal with rheumatologic diseases, honestly, it's often deals with concepts that are very foreign to patients. They haven't heard of many of our diseases, even the ones which they may be diagnosed with in real time, or to understand what does it really mean to have vasculitis? What does that look like? What does that really mean in a real world sense? And what are the implications of these diseases? So one can envision where patients are participating virtually in these discussions between specialists, understanding the nature of their disease. There could even be the idea of walking patients through sort of a virtual 3D reconstruction of their own anatomy so they can understand what's happening in a blood vessel or a joint and maybe understand their disease in a more in-depth way. And I think they would also appreciate seeing the sharing of information and knowledge across specialists and across borders, all with the goal of improving their care.
I think that's going to be quite an interesting one, especially with the, if an AI can do a lot of that, do you think that there'll be a need? That's the only question. You know, do you think we will need to have a metaverse full of human brains, or do you think it's going to just be one clinician and an AI and your patient?
It's a very thought-provoking question. Now in this era of ChatGPT and other automated AI programs that allow for essentially answering or accepting even complex questions and providing nuanced, complex answers, you could envision training an AI system based on the knowledge and responses of a small group of almost like world-leading experts on a particular disease or condition. And then patients, especially in underserved areas or areas where access to that type of expertise is limited, may through an AI system be able to interact with a virtual avatar of a physician who really is able to answer many of their questions, provide a great deal of important information or counseling, or even work with their local physicians. So that is possible. The other interesting application of AI and these virtual avatars for patients may be, you know, currently we have discussion forums and support groups and ways that patients with the same condition can connect with one another. But it's been proposed that because AI seems to be developing an incredible capacity for empathy and even being able to mirror the experiences of patients, one could imagine, you know, sort of like AI virtual support groups populated mostly by artificial representations of other patients in which real patients could, you know, turn to for support, to discuss what they're going through in their lives, to receive the empathy that they may be in need of. So there really is a tremendous potential for the use of AI and avatars to help patients both clinically and also in terms of supporting them in their daily lives.
It's going to be quite an interesting place, but I think that's great. Thank you very much for telling us about your interests, and we hope to see a bit more about this in the journal in the future.
Wonderful. Thank you. Such a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to Talking Rheumatology Research, brought to you by BSR. Please do rate, share, and subscribe through your favourite podcast app.